And that's Crawler's Ridge, too. Now, that's a...
Oh, Crawler's
Ridge. Crawler's Ridge. Now, that's...
I've heard of that.
Now, you're in Crawler's, this hill part, and you... And there's a... This
and
here...
So that was in the Crawler's Ridge. That ridge that runs all the way down through...
That Crawler's Ridge starts yonder at Cape Girardeau on the Mississippi River. And it's cut in two right up here, what we call, used to be Chalk Bluff above St. Francis, the ferry there. The St. Francis River cut it in two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it circles around here, and it goes right back to the Mississippi River at Helena, Arkansas.
At Helena.
At Helena, Arkansas. Now, that's the, we're laying west of, east of this is St. Francis River here, bottom here. And we lay west here is Cache and Black River. The two rivers, of course, Cache over there now. Cache River.
Yeah.
It's up here. It's just a ditch now, but it used to be a pretty good river over there. And,
oh, it was a pretty good river.
It was a pretty good river. And you get down below, you hit Cache River below, oh, I don't know, 50 miles down there somewhere. So it'll be Cache River. It's ditch up here. And this county has two county seats.
Oh, it does.
They're Corning, laying in the west. Laying on the west of the county on 62 Highway here.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's on the Missouri Pacific Railroad now, which used to be, when I was a boy, it was Iron Mountain. They called it the Iron Mountain Railroad.
Yeah.
And it's also on 67 Highway coming out of St. Louis into Little Rock. And it's county seat the same as this.
Corning
and Piggott.
Well, I didn't know that. And do they have two courthouses?
They have two courthouses. They have two jails.
They have two jails.
But we only elect one set of officers. But they appoint an officer. If they, county, see the county judge here. Now he don't appoint anyone. He's the county judge. But the county clerks and the circuit clerk and the treasurer, they all, and the assessor, they have appointed officers. If they live in this end of the county, well, they appoint somebody over there. And if he lives over there, well, he could appoint here, vice versa. And that's only one set elected, but we do have two officers and two courthouses and two courts as hell.
When you were growing, was it always like that?
It's been that way, yeah. Ever since it's been a, really since it's been a county. Now, this county, when it become a county, the first courthouse was at Corning. But they couldn't cross this here swamp here. This swamp laying between here and there was so bad that they couldn't cross it for months and months at a time. Then they established a courthouse at Bardsville, and that's out there 12-15 miles southwest of here, and it stayed there till about 91. When the railroad had came through here, and the town began to come over here, and they moved the courthouse over here.
And, from Boydville.
From Boydville here. And so it's had two county seats ever since.
Since then, what have they done with that swamp that used to be there?
They've drained it, dredged it, and cleared it. It's practically all cleared, and there's been good roads, of course, built in it, and good homes all scattered all over that. It's it's like this. Now, you come down the highway here, did you? You come down the highway.
Yes, sir.
Now, you take them back 60-odd years ago, you'd have come down through the hills here, what's known as a Chalk Bluff Road, coming down out south 2 miles west of St. Francis there.
Uh-huh.
It's the old Chalk Bluff Road,
mm-hmm.
And that's where you'd have come. You wouldn't have come down through the, like the highway is now. You couldn't hardly got through it.